Hello, my name is Maria Beisheim, and I'm one of the two new interns at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn. I was born in Copenhagen. Actually, I was born in a small suburb just outside called Hellerup, which is right next to the ocean. When you go down to the ocean there, you can see Sweden on the other side. In fact, it's so close, most people refuse to believe it's Sweden, because you can almost count the eyebrows of the people standing on the opposite shore. I studied archaeology at the University of Copenhagen and have a degree in archaeology from the department of the University of Copenhagen called the Carsten Niebuhr Institute, named after a famous Danish explorer who went to Arabia in 1761 and was the only survivor of a very important scientific expedition. In fact, some of his maps are still used today. I went to Italy later and worked as an archaeologist and a tour guide for several years. I worked at the Vatican and in Rome, and I lived just outside Rome in a small town called Genzano, which is also near the sea, but in a on a mountain. I worked here as an archaeologist looking for Julius Caesar's summer villa. We do think we found it, but we could never prove it. We did find some evidence that there might have been an Egyptian there, which might have inspired some of the artwork and the ceramics. And of course, Julius Caesar was very famous for his relationship with Cleopatra, who was in Rome at the time of his murder. We just don't know exactly where. So of course, I can hope that we found it. I eventually came back to Denmark and started to study history and museum studies, which I hope to continue when I get home. And then I heard about this wonderful opportunity in a museum in Elkhorn in Iowa, and I thought it would be a fantastic chance to learn about America and to learn about how museums work in the U.S. And I'm specifically interested in museum communications. I would like to know how the museum communicates to the general public. For this reason, I'm working on the website of the Danish Immigrant Museum and have made a few changes. So if you go there, you'll see that we now have a menu item called Online Media, which includes a video library and links to a lot of pictures of the items in our collections, and is going to eventually link to a number of very nice pictures and very interesting videos of events and brown bag lectures and any number of things that might be of interest. I'm also working on an item for the Family History and Genealogy Center menu called Viewed Through the Lens, Visual Resources, which is going to be a way of exhibiting some of the resources that we have at the Family History and Genealogy Center. Things like birth certificates and workbooks and military records, so that you will be able to go online and see what such things look like and how you might use any papers or documents you have at home to continue research into your own genealogy. On November 10th, I will be giving a brown bag lecture on Denmark's most famous king, Christian IV. It's going to be called Christian IV, Mistresses, Ministrations, and Minuets. Christian IV was Denmark's longest reigning king, from about 1588 to 1648. And the reason he's the longest reigning king is because he was only 11 years old when he became king. He was our last elected king, as all others have just been inherited kings, but Christian IV actually had to go through the election process and be hailed as king in the south of Jutland in a circle of stones where the leaders of the community would meet to hail the man they had chosen as king, or in this case, the 11-year-old boy. He is probably Denmark's most famous king, because he had a personality that was larger than life. No other king from Gorm the Old and all the way up to Margaret II has ever managed quite the persona of Christian IV. He built most of our most famous buildings, like the Round Tower, the Rosenberg Castle, the Stock Exchange. He founded anything known as Christiania, Kristiansand, and the city in Norway called Christiania, which is today called Oslo. He had any number of mistresses, and with them had about 26 children, about 15 of which lived to be an adult, and that's just the official count. He even once mounted an expedition to America in 1619 to find the Northwest Passage. However, sadly, like most of his adventures, it turned out to be somewhat more ambitious and costly than he was prepared for. Only three men returned, and though they had found America, they never did manage to find the Northwest Passage. I hope that you will find Christian IV as interesting and fascinating as I do, and that you will all show up at the museum for the November 10th Brown Bag Lecture. Thank you.